You're listening to SBS News.
Dear Prime Minister, in a year like no other, Australian charities have worked to support Australians through unprecedented crises.
Sprawled across a full page in the Australian newspaper, this letter has taken the space of a traditional advertisement. It was written by a collective of Australian charities to ask the Prime Minister to remember the work they do and consider how new regulations might affect them.
New regulations proposed by the federal government will put that work at risk, and the consequences could be dire. These regulations must be abandoned. The work of Australia's charities should not be stifled when the country needs us most.
The government is seeking to amend Standard 3 of the 2013 Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission's regulation. It would expand the scope of activities that registered charities are not allowed to engage in, and therefore the scope of reasons why they could lose their registration. The First Amendment states that registered charities must not engage in conduct that may be dealt with as a summary offence relating to property or people. Alice Drury is a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, and she's been using this analogy to explain what this new regulation would mean.
It's the equivalent of having the Australian Electoral Commission deregister a political party because a candidate jaywalked. There's no equivalent laws that are this punitive against businesses or political parties or, you know, anyone else. This is really singling out charities specifically because they speak out.
Amnesty National Director Samantha Clintworth says this amendment would also put the liability on a charity if someone wearing charity merchandise with no official ties engages in unlawful conduct.
Something as simple as a peaceful Palm Sunday rally for refugees where a supporter commits a minor offence, something as simple as blocking a footpath, even unintentionally, could place the organisation at risk of being deregistered.
SBS reached out to the ACNC to get more clarity on how this new regulation could be applied. They provided this statement.
The proposed amendment to Governance Standard 3 in the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Regulation 2013 is not law. Therefore, we cannot comment specifically on the ACNC's administration of it.
However, Ms. Drury says there are several ways the new regulations could be administered to strip a charity of its registration in circumstances where they haven't committed any offence at all.
The first of which is the regulations state that it's enough if a person may have done an act that could be dealt with as a minor offence. So it's not that you have to have actually, you know, committed that act itself. It's not that you have been investigated by the police and that you've been found guilty by the court. That's not what the regulations require. It's actually enough that the commissioner believes that you're likely to do an act in the future.
Ms. Clintworth says she's not sure why these regulations are being applied to charities.
Corporations or political parties can't currently be deregistered if a member or staffer commits a minor offence. So it just does not make any sense that we would apply such a draconian law to the charity sector who are supporting those who are vulnerable.
In a statement to SBS, Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukar clarified the reason for the proposed standards.
Australians support charities through donations and tax concessions, with the expectation that charities' resources are directed towards charitable works, not the promotion or participation in unlawful activities. The proposed reforms empower the ACNC Commissioner to investigate charities engaging in or promoting theft, vandalism, trespass or assault and threatening behaviour, and to take appropriate enforcement action if warranted.
But Ms. Clintworth says charities, like everyone else, already have to abide by Australian laws.
Charities that commit crimes can already be deregistered and their staff members and volunteers can face penalties for breaking the law. So this just appears that it's a significant overreach of powers and an unjustified overreach when they're unnecessary and there's no proposed benefit.
She says the new regulations overreach what any sector would have, and it's a concern shared by the charities who wrote to the Prime Minister. However, Mr. Sukar said the powers granted to the ACNC wouldn't be abused.
The ACNC Commissioner will take a proportionate approach to enforcement with the objective of giving the public trust and confidence and protecting the assets of registered charities. charities will still be able to undertake advocacy activities consistent with their charitable purpose, provided it is conducted lawfully.
The Second Amendment, raising concerns amongst major charities, is the proposal that they must take reasonable steps to ensure their resources are not used nor continued to be used to promote or support any entity to engage in unlawful activities prohibited under the standard. Ms. Drury says this one would keep charities on their toes, as they could lose their registration despite abiding by the law.
So even if no one has committed any summary offence, if the charity has failed to keep documentation that proves that it's taken reasonable steps to make sure everyone's complying with the law, then that's enough to deregister a charity.
Oxfam Chief Executive Lynn Morgane says trying to keep up with these expectations will come at a cost.
If we were to try to add on to that some analysis for every piece of work we did about whether there might be the possibility that some individual associated with the organisation might potentially do something that could run foul of these regulations, that will cost money that the Australian public gave to us to do the work we're there to do.
At some level, Ms. Morgane says the government must think the commissioner needs greater powers, but she doesn't know what problems have led them to think this. So far, the government has said these amendments are being proposed in response to Recommendation 20 from a report in 2018 called Strengthening for Purpose, Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Legislation Review. Ms. Drury says using that review to justify these amendments is extraordinary.
That review actually recommended that the existing standard be abolished altogether. So the government's pretending to rely on a review that recommended that the current laws are too broad and that they be abolished, and it's instead using that review to justify broadening the laws significantly. So we're pretty alarmed and pretty concerned that they're pulling this one.
All Ms. Clintworth says she can do for now is continue to fight against the government's proposals and keep reminding the public of the purpose of charities.
You know, one of the key tenets of our work is to advocate and speak out for vulnerable and disadvantaged communities, and to be the voice of those who can't speak up for themselves. So essentially, this is an enormous threat to target and shut down charities like Amnesty that speak out on behalf of the communities we serve.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.